Right. So this is Zella Senior, and here I am at the Warren, talking to Peter Murphy.
Hello.
And Tora Colwell. Yes, that's right. Got it right. And you've just been doing a taste of your event next weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to do a piece called Crème de la Crème, and it's at 2 o'clock next weekend, 14th of May. And it's at the Extramural Chapel in Woodvale Cemetery.
Cemetery.
And we've just been out doing a preview of the show. And it was quite fascinating because we were walking through the festival crowd when everybody's determined to have a fantastic time and forget about life with a coffee.
What was the impact?
It was quite... Is this a real funeral? Do you think it's a real funeral? Because... We were just quite relaxed with it, really.
Yeah.
But also you could see people doing that going, oh my God, is this one of those festival moments? And what's going to happen? But it was all right. And we set up our stall with our coffin and our guitars and Belinda.
Yeah.
Belinda Chapman.
You're joined by Belinda Chapman. Hello. I'm interviewing you.
And we... We did a small, it was like an introduction to what the piece was about.
Right,
And the traffic stopped, people listened, took flyers. Some of them were found it a bit uncomfortable. Some people found it amusing and exciting, and so we don't know.
So it's dealing with a dark subject. I'm going to just move my microphone between you two here, because what piece are you doing next weekend?
It's called Crème de la Crème, and it's on next Saturday, 14th of May, and it's at 2 o'clock to 3:15 at the Extramural Chapel at Woodvale Crematorium. And it's a piece showing two different scales of funerals, very traditional going to the very non-traditional. We're not making any judgment about what's right or what's wrong. We're asking people to pick and choose and somehow find their own way in arranging a funeral. Because we believe that making pre-funeral plans actually help those that are left behind.
And pre-funeral is more about squirreling money away. It's about talking. Because when you have a ceremony or a funeral, you can use the best of music that life's given us, the best of poetry and language, and you can tell the story of a life. You can tell the story of a family's history, the story of your community, where you grew up.
Yep.
It's a big thing, and it's and there are, you know, we talk quite strongly about there's no right way to do these things.
Yep.
You start with a clean piece of paper.
So you're all about choice, about choice at end of life.
Yeah.
And making plans, because when somebody dies unexpectedly, you have very few hours really to plan the funeral, which is a shame to say goodbye to someone and you've got a week to plan a funeral.
Absolutely.
So do it before you're dead, that's what we say.
So just briefly, what led you to bringing a piece like this to the Fringe?
We are celebrants. We create ceremony for people for all life events, but we also work very much with ARCA funerals and with Tora, with the modern funeral. And
That's here in Brighton.
That's here in Brighton.
Here we go moving into Tora.
So the Crème de la Crème performance is part of our Brighton Death Festival free event on the same day, which is in and around the chapel grounds and the crematorium itself. So that 2 o'clock performance is an element, and we've got the council staff, the crematorium technicians, are offering backstage tours of the creme, so behind the theatre into
fabulous.
The operation of the place. Those are happening at 1 o'clock and 3:30, so they bookend the Crème de la Crème performance, and you can go to either or and both. And then we've got various groups of musicians, cellists, violin players, poets, all kind of going to be hiding around in the tomb trail. So they'll be performing.
Tiptoe through the tombstones.
So you'll discover them along the way.
Yep.
And then we've also got coffin weaving, arts and craftsy things, different coffin options, and the whole reason that we want to do these things.
That was
I work with ARCA Funerals, and I've got my own business called The Modern Funeral, and it's about putting people in charge of their funeral process, so they can have they can be as involved as they want to be and have kind of cost-effective, personal, family-led funerals. So it's amazing to collaborate with a really important, ARCA's work's really important, so it's really good to collaborate with them under the umbrella of Brighton Death Festival.
So Brighton Death Festival, is that a one-off?
It's an ongoing thing. So we did a big event at the Old Market in Hove last year.
Okay.
It can mean just little pop-up things, just the odd death disco, the odd Q&A with funeral directors or whatever. But it's an umbrella organisation for anyone that wants to come and get this conversation a bit louder, to work together under that.
And a question for all of you, thank you for that. Well, a question for all of you, which is, so the festival and the Fringe are all about enjoyment. What about, why are you bringing death and dying to this festival?
We just think it's an important topic that unites all of us. It's the thing that we've all got in common. I think we're not saying that it's purely a celebration of life, because it's not. It's, you know, death is about life. So it's the full spectrum of emotions kind of can be involved. So you can laugh, you can cry, and we want to create safe spaces for these discussions.
Yeah. It's drama.
It's drama.
Drama is part of life. It's, and it's one of the most critical points in a family's life.
Yeah.
And the anagram of funeral is real fun.
We'll leave the interview there. Thank you very much, Belinda. Thank you.